became very famous in Britain because of the circumnavigations, because of the discoveries made on those, because of the expansion of empire that followed in his stead. Because also perhaps he died on the third circumnavigation, his legacy, the myth surrounding him only developed as a result of that. I think he is rightly remembered as a very significant figure. I think he developed a particular approach to scientific exploration and to accuracy, to officers in the Royal Navy, focusing on the development of these kinds of technical skills as much as, or in lieu of perhaps in a time of peace, you know, gaining renown for bravery in battle and so on. And Britain, after the Napoleonic Wars, regained an interest in exploration and in survey voyages, and that became a route to promotion when Britain is essentially in a time of peace and not engaging directly with enemies. So it became a route for officers to make their name. So that sort of brings a tradition of the British Navy and scientific and technical ability together as an important development in the 19th century. His name perhaps overshadows others. We might think of those following his legacy, people like George Vancouver, who might be remembered well on Vancouver Island, but less well, I suspect, in Britain. Matthew Flinders, likewise, very well remembered in Australia for having circumnavigated and promoted the name Australia, indeed. But he is perhaps not a sort of household name over here. And they were very skilled individuals who maintained this kind of legacy of Cook. So there is a sense in which there's only one name can be remembered, and Cook stands in for a lot. There's also the fact that we very readily forget who else is famous overseas. So France will have its famous navigators, La Pérouse, Bougainville a bit earlier, who are as significant to them and their cultural memory as Cook perhaps is to ours. And we forget that we have a particular national history and indeed imperial history. Cook is a figure of controversy in former colonial lands. So in Australia, Cook may be celebrated as part of Australia Day, but that's also known as Invasion Day to people who are concerned about what the legacy of Cook and empire was for native people over there. So it's a very ambiguous legacy, I think, and that aspect of it I don't think we necessarily recall sufficiently over here. We sort of think about the triumphs, we think of the new scientific knowledge generated, and forget to remember that it was also a military invasion in many ways and led to essentially genocide in some parts of those continents that they landed in.